Beethoven is known for crossing all sorts of musical boundaries, and this is one of the times he did it, in his Kreutzer Sonata, his Sonata number 9 for violin and piano. He said this sonata is written in a very virtuoso style, like a concerto, and you can hear how radical it is in the very first notes. The violin takes charge right at the beginning. Rob Capello is here to demonstrate what makes this opening so great.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Rob. After those opening notes, it's almost surprising that the piano comes in at all. It starts off sounding like a violin solo piece.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like yet an undiscovered Bach solo violin sonata. I mean, those chords are awkward, and they're strained, and they're slow, and they are truly a nightmare. By the way, violinists never like to program this piece because it's one of the most excruciatingly nerve-wracking beginnings to play these awkward, slow chords. But what comes after that is even more extraordinary. The violin plays this opening in major. The piano completely reinvents it in minor. But what really interests him is the ending of it. It's this, the three repeated notes, and a resolution down a half step. That's what interests him, just this tiny little fragment. And he starts working with it, seeing what can I invent out of that. He tries it in the violin. He tries it in the piano, always three repeated notes and down a half step. Tries it again in the violin. Always constantly working with it. Then he says, now wait a minute, I'm going to focus even more. Not three repeated notes and a half step, but just the last half step. He then starts fiddling with it, going up and down. This is the creation of a universe. What can I make now that we've reduced the world down to an atom of just up a half step or down a half step? Let's try up, and then finally discover one more up. Those two notes, E, F, are the cornerstone of the whole universe. He has literally derived them for us from that ending. Becomes. Now, we're at the center of the universe. We think out loud. The piece discusses, what am I going to do with these notes? I still don't have an idea yet. Maybe if I play them again. And we're left thinking with Beethoven on a pause. Not a pause of, when will the fast music come in, but what does this mean? What does it mean to have reduced the universe to these two notes? He says, I'm going to make those two notes the presto. And the entire piece grows out of the connection made between those two notes. An extraordinary moment, Fred.
Oh, that's remarkable. And what starts off as almost a disagreement between the piano and violin turns into a little bit of dialogue and then turns into a real collaboration between the two.
And it's a collaboration in a search for connection. The discussion between the piano and violin is really a discussion about what are we all about? He's not just playing a musical trick and saying, I can take off these two notes, E, F. He's literally discussing between piano and violin, what is this music really about? What are we at essence? And when we find that our core essence is E, F, these two simple notes, suddenly two worlds that could not seem more different, the slow, pause-filled world of the introduction, the incredibly fast music, virtuosic, of the presto, they could not seem more different, but they in fact are connected by that E and F.
And that's remarkable because nobody had ever done anything like this before this piece and before Beethoven.
Yeah, he's always looking for connections, what's beneath the surface. It's kind of like you have Palestinians and Israelis, but Beethoven's always saying, if you look deeper, they're just both people. If you get down to the subatomic level, we are all E and F. And once we realize what we are at base, we can make connections that no one would have ever made before. These two kinds of musics would never have been seen to be connected, but Beethoven makes them for you, and he doesn't do it behind the scenes. The work of the piece is to make those connections. You witness him discovering the EF. You see where it came from. You literally see the connection as the presto comes out of it. It's all meant to be there for you. Connection between people is only created by human work, and that human work is the process of a Beethoven introduction, an incredible new step in music history.
Well, Rob Capello, thanks for helping us understand what makes the Kreutzer Sonata so great.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, let's hear the unusual opening movement of Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata. The violinist here is Anne-Sophie Mutter. The pianist is Lambert Orcus.